Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
So we're going to look now. In fact, I did it again. You'd think I would learn. I want to move on into the Christmas story right now. And so I wanted to get to the letter C on this rock solid relationship that God wants us to have. And so I started telling God what I was going to do this morning. Y'all know we do that every day. I'm looking at a pastor like, wow, you are really sinning. Y'all do the same thing. You tell God what you're going to do. And would you please put your stamp of approval on it? And then when we get to do our own thing, we want all the credit. Bling, bling. I'm just saying. So I didn't get anywhere with the teacher. Hello, students. How many of us in school at the academic level get frustrated with a teacher or with whatever, and we think it's them when it could be, hello, it really could be us. There's nothing wrong with the teacher. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit right now. He just didn't respond. Have you ever done that? Have you never had those moments where you did all the talking and you were waiting for him to give you feedback? He didn't give you any feedback. Like, are you listening? Like, what are you doing? Hello? I trust that every time you come into the house of the Lord that you will always, always come in looking for a fresh word. Something that you need that God will say to you through his word and through the leadership that he has set in this house. Oh, by the way, if God hasn't said it, don't follow it. If God hasn't said it, don't follow it. Seriously. How did God set it? Well, he put him in a cradle. I jotted this down in my notes this morning, which I haven't even looked at yet. He not only put it in a cradle, the baby, but then he offered him a cup. If you really like to follow Jesus, you also know that in God's plan, which he had set for his son, he also provided a cross. Some of us don't mind the cup. Hello? Especially if we can get out of the garden. Not so sure about that cross, but we don't want to stay in the cradle. I'm talking temporarily this morning that there are times when you are going to go through some storms. And you're going to have to get out of the cradle. You're going to have to go ahead and get in the garden on that ship and go ahead and take that cup and bring it before the Lord and go, you know what? I don't really want to go to the other side. I've had it. I'm done. I'm finished with this. But then go ahead and say, not my will. Oh, my goodness. Sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? See, many people love Jesus in the cradle. They don't know what to do with him in the garden. Daniel did. I think I might get there for a few minutes. And I'm just going to open this up this morning, okay? By the way, Daniel really lived. He really existed. And check this out. He was a teenager. It is amazing how many people, like, kind of shun teenagers or think, like, would you hurry up and grow up? Did you know that Daniel was a man who had visions? He had prophetic words. He stood before King Nebuchadnezzar. He was able to explain dreams. Wonder what his GPA was. Wow. I'm trying to make this so relevant so that our young people will go, man, I could start walking with God right now. I can serve God right now. I don't have to wait till I'm 20, 30, 40, and on up. I can do this thing right now. In fact, if you'll get started, you'll probably hear better than some of us. Because sometimes the older you get, the more dense you become. I've already heard about Daniel. There isn't anything he can say this morning that I don't already know. That's what I'm talking about. The Bible says, listen real close, the Bible says, it's in Proverbs, the Bible says that when pride sets in, the heart and the mind grow hard. And man, are there some hard churches. I'm not talking about this ministry, but there are hard churches. And I'm not talking about facilities either. I'm talking about people. Being rock solid means you're willing to get out of the cradle, means you're willing to drink the cup, means you're willing to go to the cross, means you're willing to make sacrifices. Anybody got to watch the Army-Navy game yesterday? I'm talking about sacrifices. No wonder those guys, I got to see a little bit, not much, just a little bit of it. No wonder those guys could be able to play in that kind of weather. Because they know that ultimately they are soldiers representing our country, and if necessary, they can go the distance, can you? Are you willing to put your life on the line for people who can't stand this nation? See, I can float that down. Am I willing to continue to preach God's word even when people really don't want to hear God's word? It's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. To think those men who were playing football yesterday, in a couple years they could be out on the battlefield for us and may have to lay their lives down for us, and we don't even care. Want me to bring it to you spiritually? Many, many people across this nation know that there is a Savior, that there was one who died for them. I don't care. They're doing their thing. They're living their life. Here, let me break it down a little bit more so I can show you how relevant this is. Ready? Wow! Look at that big truck! Whoa, dude! There's 50 bikes on there! I definitely am going to get one or two of them. What? They passed me by. I didn't get any. See how that stuff works? Woo, the old flesh is tough, isn't it? The old carnal nature is rough, isn't it? But does that mean we pull back and we don't open up our hearts and we don't love them and we don't reach out to them? No, we even go more. I shared this with a faculty member. I hope you're getting some information this morning, because this is the development of Daniel. Are you ready to go into the lion's den? No, the real lion's den. Oh, I mean, like, isn't it beautiful in here? It's not cold. The temperature's just right. Nice chairs. Nobody has to walk out and go, am I being escorted to the lion's den? Daniel, as a teenager, is headed there. Before Jesus, there was Daniel. Not before God, but before Jesus arrived, there was a teenage boy by the name of Daniel. So just because you haven't seen Jesus of Nazareth doesn't mean you can't live by faith. And it doesn't mean that you can't walk in the Spirit, because if Daniel in the Old Covenant could live for God in a foreign country, why can't we? And he was in a foreign country, by the way. Amen. So let's take a look. Daniel chapter 6. I just want to introduce it this morning. Rock solid individuals. Rock solid individuals are people that build relationships with God first. If you're investing in others more than you're investing in God, you are out of whack. Hello? Hello? If I'm spending more time with other people than I am with my Father, I'm in serious trouble. Come on, church. Not only are rock solid people that have a relationship with God, but rock solid people obey God. And here's what I want to begin to lay this morning, and you'll see it in the life of Jesus as he comes up out of the cradle. Daniel was a man who obeyed God because he was a man who prayed. People who pray, percentage-wise, will be people who obey. People who do not pray, percentage-wise, will be people who walk in disobedience. Daniel was a man who walked obediently as a teenager with his heavenly Father, even though he was before a king by the name of, you know who it was. We've been talking about him. So let's take, first of all, Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Check this out. Daniel was a man of prayer. How did it get started? But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies. I don't want to come too close to home right now, but I certainly could. Our young people don't even know the things that are out there and the resources that the world is providing that's defiling them. And then they wake up in their 20s and their 30s or their 40s and they go, what the heck happened back there? Defilement is all around us in our culture. You have got to have a strong purpose within that says, I will not let these things defile me. And see, what's cool is I don't know what can defile you. I know what can defile me, and I have to say no. The Bible says that Daniel purposed in his heart. That's where it all starts. It all starts at the heart. Check this out. So, you think it pays to dedicate yourself to the Lord? Well, I was sitting there while Robin was singing, and I thought, wow, this has paid off. Wow, Lord, I didn't know back when I made that moment of dedication that you were going to bring someone into my life, wow, that would be willing to walk with me and serve the same one who I love. But more than that, you know, man looks on the outward appearance. Hello. But the Bible says God looks on the heart. I know it's nice to look good. I understand all that, and I think it's okay to do that. But if that's all you've got, what's inside the shell? What's underneath the cover? The Bible says that Daniel purposed in his heart. Now watch this. It's nice to know that God blessed my dedication with a good lady, but guess what? She's more than that. She's got a heart for God. What were you doing? Why would you want to date someone who will not put their heart on the line? And you put them in your boat? You think you're going to get to the other side? I don't think so. You're not. Woo! Good preaching, Pastor. So you really want to watch people from the heart level. Because when you watch there, you can see all you need. And the Bible says in Daniel 1:8, Daniel purposed in his heart. Let's go to chapter 6, verse 3. Then this Daniel distinguished himself because he had an excellent spirit. Oh. A right heart produces an excellent spirit. You can flip that too. An excellent spirit produces the right heart. So those of you that are single and are looking forward like Daniel did, not to the lion's den, unless you marry one, and that's your choice. Hello, come on. I heard someone say a couple weeks ago in another community, they said, man, I just want to be in a place that's relevant. How relevant is this morning? I would say it's pretty relevant. Yeah, I mean, it's right down in the trenches. No, I'm not talking about the lion's den right now, but listen, if you are out there and you're looking to date someone who has a purpose in their heart, and listen, they have an excellent spirit. They won't mislead, misguide, or abuse your heart. Come on, young people. Man, Pastor, Coach, Mr. Weber, man, you just reduced. Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I know there may be 700 out there or 1,000, or if you want to go wherever, yes, you're going to see the masses and the multitudes, but don't get hooked. Don't get hooked. And the Bible says that Daniel had an excellent spirit. Well, let's go to chapter 6, verse 10. We're going to stop here in just a few moments for this morning. But what we're doing is getting ready to set the stage on the importance of being a person of prayer. And not where people can see you or know you as a person of prayer, but in the heavenlies they know who you are. I'd much rather have angels hear me than you. Lord Jesus, I'm giving them. I would much rather have angels who are waiting on assignments. Now, if you'll go ahead and read the rest of the story in Daniel 6, Daniel says that there was an angel that showed up and shut every one of the lion's mouth. I want to pray in such a manner in the heavenlies that the angels are waiting for assignment and then they begin to do the work that no man can do. Come on, church. I believe in angels because I see a lot of demons on the campus. I didn't say kids were demons, but I see a lot of demonic activity on the campus. I had a faculty member the other day. They asked me, they said, Coach, what do you see behind the scene? I said, I can't tell you here. I said, that would put both of us in trouble. But I can tell you here, in this environment, I'm talking about angels. I'll explain in just a second. There are young people that are under the influence of demonic powers. Why? I want to connect everything. Because someone forgot to dedicate them unto the Lord. And they left their heart exposed, and then the unseen realms came in. So if you know that there are demonic powers out there, I want you to know that there are angelic forces waiting to destroy the powers of darkness if you'll just call on the name of the Lord. Yeah. I can't wait to meet Daniel. Man, it's going to be fun talking to him. But I don't necessarily want to go through what he went through. Ooh, baby. All right, let's look at verse 10 one time. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. Man, what a guy. Meaning, we'll go deeper into this next week. Meaning there was a signature by the king that you were either going to do it or pay the consequences. And in his upper room, with his windows open, he wasn't in Jerusalem, by the way, he was in a foreign country, he opens up his windows and makes sure that they're pointed towards Jerusalem. God still loves Israel. And if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you and I are commissioned to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's in God's word. Be careful if you put down the Jews. They still are the apple of his eye. Rock solid people know that. He just said he was rock solid. That's exactly what I just said. Don't want you to miss it. Rock solid. And so he's in the upper room and he opens up his windows towards Jerusalem. Man, you talk about a tough dude. And he knows what's coming. And he knelt down on his knees three times each day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. So that was not something brand new in the life of Daniel. It was something that Daniel had always been doing. And so it was like, oh, let's just open up those windows and let's just go ahead and do this three times a day. That's my kind of man. I wanted to posit and position three things in your spirit and in your heart. Oh, wow. He just can't. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? This is what the Bible says about Daniel. If you're going to be a long-term prayer warrior. The little bit that I got to see of the Navy-Army game, I wanted to see how many fans left early. Because it's nasty out there. What are you talking about? I love to watch people in the storm. Now, I don't mean making fun of them. I like to watch to see when they're in the storm, are they going to try to get out of the boat? Are they going to stay in? Are they going to go to the other side? Do they recognize whose presence is there? And are they rock solid and rock sure they're going where God said to go? So let's check out Daniel. Here it is as we wrap it up for this morning. Ready? This is all biblical right out of the text. Daniel had a right purpose. Young people, date individuals who have a right purpose. They will not hurt you. If you go out with someone and you say, hey, what's your purpose? I actually said some things. I didn't want you to have to hear it. Have a right purpose. Secondly, the Bible says that Daniel had a right spirit. A right spirit. A student, because this is about Daniel, adults. He was a teenager. If Daniel was here today as a teenager, he'd probably sit in the front of the class. He would have a high GPA. He would be a note taker. He would be one that would be raising his hand, asking questions. He would be fully engaged. Because he had a right spirit. Oh, yes. And then last, are you ready? Daniel had a right posture. Be real careful. Be very careful when you are trashing people who are on their knees. Not when you see them on their knees, but you better guard yourself, because the Lord and the angels take care of those who know how to get down and put that head down and get down deep in his presence before him and cry out to the Lord and ask for the angels of the Lord to encamp round about. Be ever so mindful of men and women who pray to Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How do you know that, Pastor? Well, I want to just go to the end of the story for a moment. Daniel, hanging out one day, just hanging out, and they run his tail right down into the lion's den. Daniel's chilling all evening. He's just chilling, kicking back, recognizes that his father has sent an angel who simply shuts the lion's mouth. But there's someone who's been jacked up all night long. I just told you a few moments ago, you need to guard yourself if you're going to start trashing, talking smack about people who are people of prayer. You better guard yourself. See, this kind of information you're not going to get out there. You're going to get it in the house of the Lord. Well, Daniel just kind of been kicking back, enjoying, you know, just hanging out, probably talking to the angel all night long. But over in the palace, oh, the king was upset. Oh, the king knew that they had made a huge mistake. And in the story, man, he sprints to the lion's den. It's in the Bible. And he's screaming as he's going down to the lion's den. Oh, Daniel! Oh, Daniel! Daniel's fine. I want you to know this morning, thank you, Holy Spirit, if you will follow the steps of Daniel, you're going to be just fine. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. Because you have the right spirit. You have a purpose in your heart. Come on, church. And you have the right posture. When everything is coming against you, you just get down in the throne room. Don't they say that in those old war movies? Get down, take cover, take cover. Oh, I love war movies. Not some of these modern ones that are just ridiculous, but those old ones. Oh, get down, take cover, take cover. What's he doing? What is Pastor doing this morning? This is the best way to take cover. Right here. Just take cover. Yeah, you're just theatrical. You're just... No, ladies and gentlemen, about 6 months ago, the Holy Spirit... Can I have some background, please? About 6 months ago, the Holy Spirit said, when you leave your workout every morning and you come back home, I want you to get out of that vehicle and I want you to walk down to the end of the driveway. And I want you to get on your knees and on your face and I want you to start talking to me every day. Seriously? Yes, son. I want you to take cover. Because I know what you don't know. We act like we know everything, don't we? Ooh, temperature could be rising right now. We love to let people know all we know. But he told me, he said, there's things I know that you don't know. But you need to learn to take cover. So every day, even when it's raining, that's why I like that little bit that I got to see. Soldiers don't care about the circumstances. It's wartime. Let's go. That's where you separate the boys from the men. Or real women from the girls. Because they're in the military now too. How long has it been since you took cover? The other day it was pouring. And as I got out of the vehicle, I said, can I just do it right here? And he's fun to get along with. You know what he asked me? Oh, he'll talk to you? You and I have been talking. You know he talks. He talks. The Holy Spirit said, you still in the cradle? Oh, that ticked me off. Jesus, did you just call me a baby? Just shut that door. I don't care what it's doing. Walk right down there. Right in the rain. So if you were to ask me this morning, Pastor, what's one thing that you miss? I shared it with you, didn't I? Last night. What's thing that you miss? One thing that you miss from your mom and dad? What's one thing that you miss that's way down in your heart? And I shared it with my wife, my bride, my sweetheart. I mess with kids at the school too, all the time because where she works. I tell them, I said, go over and see my girlfriend. Mr. Weber, you got a girlfriend? Yeah, I had her for a long time. She is my girlfriend. She's my sweetheart. She's my wife. How can we expect young people to buy into marriage and covenant if we don't maximize it? And we're not having fun with it. How many times I've heard men go, my old lady, my old woman. That's all culture. That's not kingdom stuff. I hope she kicks me right square where it needs to be. If she ever hears me, Lord Jesus, she's already nodding her head. She does need to get to the altar. And since she's got longer legs than I do, I know I'm not getting too close. Because I know the girl can kick. So I just kind of make sure. I would never disgrace her. Let alone that mountain mama she's got. Ooh, ooh. Miss Linda will come down out of those mountains so fast. She'd be coming down. Ooh, she would be busting my chops. Boy, what you doing talking to my daughter like that? I'll call Louie. Louie's a bad dude. There's some, man, never mind. I'll leave that alone. So I said, you know what, Robin? You know what I really miss more than anything else from my mom and dad? She asked me, she said, what? Well, you guys already know the answer. I just preached on it. I just gave you God's word. My mother and father were prayer warriors. No show, no glitz, no glamour. They just prayed. If my mom and dad ever gave up praying on me, I'd be in hell right now. Or prison. Because I could be a jerk. Don't, no amens. Without their prayer life, I would not be where I am right now. And then I walked away really kind of discouraged and sad because my mom and dad are no longer here. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Can I encourage you? Listen to the Holy Spirit more than you listen to people. He will direct your steps. People will redirect your steps. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Get to know the Holy Spirit. When you used to play football, you would either listen to the one calling the plays on the field or you guys would look to the sideline to get the call. That's what you've got to do. You've got to look to heaven's sideline and listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit. Levi, I'm talking to you, only you right now, that you would really listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. He will direct you. Listen, but people, even though they don't mean harm at the beginning, they will redirect you. Remember that as long as you live. That's the separation between his lordship and their friend, Jesus. His lordship and their friendship. Their friendship cannot take you where he wants you to go. His lordship can lead you and direct you. They can be your friend, but they can't have your heart or your spirit, which has been bought with a price. Therefore, my friend, glorify God. And the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, there were prayers that they prayed for you that are being activated now. Parents, do not stop praying for your children and your children's children. They will be activated here on earth after you're in heaven. Prove it, Pastor. I will. Would you like to stand with me right now? And we're going to recite the Lord's Prayer. I need everyone to stand with me. This is what we're closing with this morning. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer because Jesus came not to stay in the cradle, but to listen, bring the kingdom to earth. And that's why I'm still functioning today. Because my mom and dad's prayer life is activated. And prayers that they prayed way back there are now activated right now. So together, and maybe it's the first time that you've ever done this, the Lord's Prayer. I was reprimanded by the Holy Spirit through Pastor John Hagee about this. His mother, John Hagee, Pastor John Hagee's mother, prayed it every day. And then you wonder why John Hagee has had the impact that he's had in the lives of people all over the world. The Lord's Prayer is phenomenal. Let's say it together. That's how we're going to close our service, so that we will know how to pray. Are we ready? Our Father, which art in heaven.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.